Good evening. I'm Dan Bagley, and I'm interviewing tonight Shireen Chadha. We're going to talk this evening about dealing with families when maybe values are different. Perhaps you have the experience that family reunions, gathering at holidays, sometimes they're not as smooth as they ought to be. So that's where we're going tonight, in case somebody out there has experienced that. So do you know people that occasionally sort of dread getting back with their families?
Sure, lots of people.
What do you think the surface reason for that is?
It could be many, but the reason that I encounter a lot is that families are not accepting their choices in life, especially if they have decided to go on a spiritual path, and it differs from the path that they've been brought up with, or they have totally different lifestyles.
You know, that reminds me, there's a story of a doctor who had a pet monkey that he loved. And the monkey would come, or the friends would come, and the monkey would do tricks. And the doctor just got so many smiles out of it. And the monkey was his pride and joy. But the doctor also had a son who was a teenage son in high school. And the son was the bane of his existence. He was always complaining about his son. He was always griping that the son was lazy and wasn't applying himself. And he finally one day realized the difference in his relationship and his monkey and his son. And the difference was he didn't want the monkey to go to Harvard. Sometimes our expectations for our children or the expectations our parents had for us are so far off with who we need to be that, or we maybe don't need to be that right now. We need to have fun, grow up, study different things.
Yeah. Acceptance is very important. But I also feel that maybe I'm going to reflect my upbringing, is that some kind of expectation, of a high expectation from your children is important, because children do tend to live up to the expectations you have of them. Mm-hmm. And so the trick would be to have expectations without putting too much pressure.
Aha. So to have expectations but not be so attached that the expectation destroys the relationship.
Destroys the relationship. Mm-hmm. And also, I feel many times it's not the expectation that really, if my parents had expectations out of me or I have expectations out of someone, that's not what destroys it. My lack of care, my lack of acceptance, my lack of love for the person actually destroys it. My lack of showing it actually. Mm-hmm. For example, the story of the doctor, if the doctor showed as much love to his son as he showed to his monkey, I'm sure his son would be ready to go to Harvard.
So sometimes we're pushing back against the relative, the parent, the sibling, the aunt, the uncle, the grandparent, who didn't accept us, and we're working to prove that they're wrong. Or more so, that we can be who we want to be, even if it's not who we want to be.
Yeah, and that's true. But also, on the other hand, I feel that it's not that cut and dry. Mm-hmm. If people have different values, and if, let's say, if in a family the child decides to do something totally different, let's say the parents are really conservative Christians and who go to church and who really are, and then the child decides to go become a Buddhist. Mm-hmm. And so it goes both ways, but for the child to be living in that household and to be going to gatherings where constantly his faith is put down, or he's constantly having to prove that, or vice versa, that the son is putting down the parents' faith or whatever, it's much harder. So
absolutely,
these things are much harder. The only suggestion I have is that this proverb that we have, that charity begins at home. And so this thing of care, that I really, that they need to know that I care about them, that it doesn't matter, it's okay that I accept them, I accept where they are coming from. So if my parents are not accepting my choices in life, that I accept their choices in life,
Very nice.
And also that caring, that little gestures, that if I feel my parents are not showing love, or I'm not showing love to my kids, or my kid is not showing love to me, then I should show love in a way that little gestures, that I care about them.
Right. So the very act of not showing love may be pushing in one way to make the person, the child, this family member push back just reflexively.
Yeah.
You know,
and sometimes I feel here, I've noticed this many times in households here, that people love their pets so much more than they love their children. It feels that way from the outside.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure they love their pets and their children equally, but they
well,
show...
I hope they love their children a little more.
at least hopefully equally. Yeah. But at least the thing that I've noticed, that they show love to their pets a lot more than they show love to their children.
Mm-hmm. So you think if pets could talk back, maybe it would even it out?
Or if parents and children show love to each other equally, then it would even it out.
There's something in psychology, but it comes from English literature, of Romeo and Juliet, and it is the Romeo and Juliet effect, and that is the parents forbidding, say, a relationship, makes the relationship all the more important through both scarcity and also the adolescent. I mean, the beauty of adolescence is, the first adolescence is 2 years old, and some call it the terrible twos. And then later on in early teenage years, it's, I'm not you, we say to our parents. At two, we learn we can say no as well. At 13, 14, sometimes a little younger, a little older, we're saying, I have to be me. And if our parents are not at least accepting of the desire to be an individual, behaviors can be handled differently. But that will sometimes make the behavior stay longer. I've asked my college students in my classes that how many of you stayed, were in a relationship that your parents did not approve of? And, you know, some number, usually about 1 in 4, will raise their hands. And I'll say, how many stayed in that relationship longer than you wanted to prove a point, even though the relationship is sort of soured, but you couldn't admit it? And probably a third to a half of those who raise their hands say, yeah, when I went away, it was hard to let go of because I had to be right. It's a funny thing that maybe we're complicit in the problem with our family as much as the family is with us.
Definitely. And I feel as parents, it's very important to know that we have to teach independence and self-reliance to the kids.
Yeah.
The point is not that they listen to us as much as the point is that we make them independent and self-reliant.
Mm-hmm. And how so? How would we do that?
By showing, actually, this is very important, is mm-hmm. that I demonstrate the values I talk about.
Uh-huh. Good.
And so I do them. And also the other aspect is that by telling them that, yes, I'm listening to you, I'm doing all of this, but my ultimate aim for you, my ultimate expectation for you is that you're going to be this fabulously self-reliant person who has self-confidence, self-worth, who is going to be happy in life.
So that takes some amount of trust to not control too tightly while trying to set the good example.
Exactly. And
right.
I feel mostly it's because we as parents are not demonstrating the values we are talking about.
Uh-huh. Do as I say, not as I do.
And so I've known kids who say, oh, but your relationship was so bad, or you went out with someone who was terrible, and all of those
right.
things. And so if I demonstrate it, I feel people pick it up. But there's no, that really there won't be that kind of rebellion. But communication and listening mm-hmm. is very, very important in this.
And that listening thing, there's some research that suggests that families that have dinner together regularly do better than those who don't. Is that the time to listen, or is it all the time, or how do you do that? Because we do have helicopter parents who are always hovering just, you know, 10 feet away from the kid, too, all the way up. So this listening, is this all the time, periodically, family meetings, or what?
dinner together is wonderful, and also that you, I feel in different people, different children also, in the same family, different children require different things from you.
Absolutely.
And I feel that's why parenting is so hard, is because, and also the same child as they grow up, they require different things from you. And so it is important to see which child needs what.
Right.
Because some children might really want you to be there while they're doing their homework, because they feel better and they need that help, and some children might not. And so, or anything, I'm just giving homework as an example. And so it's important that when we are listening, that I am listening to acknowledge their self-worth.
Okay.
I'm listening to see that they are doing the right things.
Right.
Without me enforcing too much. Sometimes enforcing is important.
Yes.
Because people do say that a family that prays together stays together.
Mm-hmm.
Or a family that plays together stays together. So both prays and plays. And so if your child doesn't want to follow the same path, religious path you do, should you be enforcing it? And so I feel we should be enforcing it in a way that they are learning something.
Mm-hmm.
If parents know, or if children know that they are learning from each other, it's not just a one-way street. If they're learning from each other, I feel then these differences in values, they don't come about that much.
Yeah. But, you know, some people look back, and I've talked to adults who say, who have issues with their mother, let's say, or father. And they say, I just can't forgive them for, and it's mistakes they made. And I'm not going to abuse at this point, but it's, you know, they did this when I was a kid. And I always think, well, they didn't know any better maybe at that point.
I feel the tendency for us, and I've known even 80-year-olds, right, crying because their parents did something to them.
Yeah.
And there's a saying that adulthood is nothing but getting over your childhood. And so I feel that when you are in a state of listening, but especially when you are able to connect and get rid of this expectation for them to be gods in your life. That they are not gods. They tried their best.
Right.
You know, most people, like my parents had me when my mom was 20, and so I can't expect her to be perfect at 20. I wasn't perfect at 20.
Exactly.
And so, yes, they had their lives, they had their mistakes, they tried their best, but this expectation for them to be actually God.
Exactly. Yeah, and I was at the birth of both of my children, my wife's and my children, and there were no manuals or instruction books that came with that. And so you're really feeling your way, for sure, on that. And often not doing that great a job on guessing what the best path is.
Yeah, and also to understand that they really did try the best given that circumstances, given that situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel many times, let's say, especially if values and if people, there is abuse, it might be difficult. And it is a difficult thing, especially if you have different values and then one of the parties is not accepting your values at all. It's a very difficult thing. So it's not, I feel it's something I cannot give a flippant answer.
Yeah.
But the definite thing is that people should know that you care, that you're accepting them wherever they are so that they can take their masks off and be who they are. And that the last thing is that charity does begin at home.
Right. And so we're talking about then accepting them where they are, but not going back and looking at them where they were.
Yes, because they could have moved on.
Yes, hopefully the forgiving families, they are. The last little point, I'm wondering if those family gatherings is the opportunity for us to open our hearts just a little bit more in spite of those things that have always gotten under the skin. Do you suspect that might be the learning opportunity?
Yes, definitely. I mean, yes, I feel it's important to spend time with family, but if there are really differences that are too humongous, and if you're not able to do all of those, then maybe spend a little less time.
Ah, So the wrap-up thought is some people are easier to love from afar.
Yeah, it's better to have good wishes than not to have good wishes at all. And if your good wishes are going to only come from far, then...
then that's the way to do it. Thanks, Shireen. We hope you enjoyed this tonight.